Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings, and yes, that was the show far. Today, we have trumpets, but there are those that still have shofars. And that is there for a pertinent reason. Today, special edition, Advocacy on Atonement Day. There's no better time to have advocacy than on this day. We're going to discuss America, the church, and have gospel news, pinpointing some of the more persecuted areas in the church from what we've been covering for many, many years. Warn Radio, the WIBR, Warn Radio has been broadcasting, publishing, doing many other things online as well as in the air for over two decades now. So welcome to Warn Radio Advocacy and Gospel News on this special edition of the Persecuted Church. All of the shows of Warn Radio are fast-moving gospel news programs or teaching programs, and they are not call-in shows. The people that want to get hold of us and talk to us do so through our Warn Radio contact page. Occasionally, they manage to send something to me on Facebook or something like that, but I don't get into anything on those. And 90% of the time, there's no way we can do that. Now, you can hear the shows on a lot of different. This is part of the Watchman Alert Radio Network. And this on Blog Talk is Warn Radio Visions. We're on Blueberry, iHeart, a couple of different feeds on iTunes, Spreaker, and we have Stitcher, TuneIn, Acast, Facebook, Google Play, YouTube, as well as the network that many of those have. You can listen to all the shows, however, on our Warn Radio websites, danaglennsmith.com and warn-usa.com. A couple of articles I recommend you take a look at, Christian Faith versus Frailties, Fiction, and Failure. You know, the bottom line of it is, by our own making, we are our own worst enemies, and today we're going to look at some of that. But there is a solution, there is a truth, and if you'll pay attention and hear his voice, there is redemption. Enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ, I'll tell you, we reported on this, many people that work on the field for Jesus Christ know there are enemies everywhere, and it can cost you your life. So welcome to this edition of Global News Advocacy. We're walking into the end of days right now. It reminds me one of the more persecuted areas is India. And of course, they advocate, of course, on their constitution guarantees religious freedom, but that doesn't mean you're free to practice your religion. Not at all. Not in India. It can cost you your life, get thrown in jail. One quote that came out of India's Telangana state, Gideon's International were distributing Bibles. And this is through persecution.org. You are useless people and all your activities are useless. You give a Bible to whoever you want. How dare you, you shameless idiots. From now on, if any of you distributes Bibles, we will brutally attack you and destroy your genitals. How dare you promote Christianity? Well, see, the only way a lot of them around the world, not just in India, but in Pakistan and many other places, is to threaten and kill and murder to stop the gospel, but that doesn't work. In fact, we see people coming to the Lord. We see miracles, signs, and wonders. Now, North Korea is so afraid of the gospel for years and years, decades, they have virtually closed off every bit of Christianity, but there are Christians over there. Right now, there's efforts to get the Bible across the border in there, and they have developed ways to do that. I remember one time, many, many years ago, they were sending hot air balloons over filled with little scripture things, packed full. The balloons were packed full of little scripture verses. And they would float over into North Korea and eventually fall. Yeah, it's an amazing thing what people can come up with. In China, so they're so afraid of it. They took one of the larger churches, Wang Yi's church, threw him in jail, threw 100 of his people in jail, threw his wife in jail, took his kids, destroyed the church, and they're doing that all the time. Now, of course, the easy-peasy church in China, the ones that say, okay, China, go ahead and tell us what to preach. We'll put the communist state above our own faith. Well, they've got their churches. Well, in Christianity, there's no one before the Lord. No one reigns alongside him. On this Day of Atonement, remember, as the Jews celebrate Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, which followed trumpets. Trumpets itself is very, very prophetic, and I covered that in a couple broadcasts. You can check those out on our various platforms. Then there's the High Holy Days. Then you come to Yom Kippur, where the Jews spend all time getting in the Book of Life. And they actually have a 25-hour day to make sure they don't miss anything. And they fast and pray and read the Word and seek God. But Christ, Yeshua, fulfilled the Day of Atonement by going to the cross. The atoning sacrifice was his blood, for God has declared that it's through the blood that atonement was made. Paul makes the case in Hebrews that the blood of bulls and goats could not take away the sins of the world, only the Son of God. Today, there is a vast network of believers, those who have been atoned for, who have received that atonement and believed upon the Lord and are walking in his light. For the Lord himself said, whosoever believeth on me shall never die. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. He went to his own, and his own received him not, but to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to those who believe on his name, which were born not by the will of man, but by the power of God. John 3, you must be born again to the Spirit. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his sons, will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John chapter 1. So in essence, read John 1, John 3, John 10 through 18, 1 John 1, Romans 3 through 7. Read Hebrews, the entire book. Now, as we look at what's going on, I'm again wondered. The psalmist wrote, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? They're tumultuous. They're raging. The noise is thunderous, screaming and yelling and wanting attention. One day, this is literally going to come true. The kings of the earth set themselves, the rulers take counsels together against the Lord and his anointing, against the Lord and his anointing, saying, let us break their bands asunder, cast away their cords from us. What are those cords and what are those bonds or bands? That's the word of the Lord. That's the Lord's justice. That's his mighty hand. That's the saving grace. That's the atonement. That's the Lord, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. They want to throw it all off, and they're going to have their chance because they're going to be given, as Paul says, 2 Thessalonians 2, one day, the world will reject the love of the truth. That truth is, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him would not perish but have eternal life. They will reject that in all its form. They will reject God the Father. They reject his Son, who he sent. They reject everything in heaven that we know it, everything that we've, the Gentiles, the Christians, the Bible, the Spirit of God, everything. They'll reject even more Israel. And they will make war. And there will be one mighty king, ruler, that'll stand up and lead them astray. Paul calls him the son of perdition because of what he does, leads people into perdition. John in Revelation described him as a beast, connecting him right to the dragon, Lucifer, the devil, the liar. You see, there is a truth today, and the world hates it. And when that final ruler comes, he's going to be the last great Gentile leader, leader of the Gentiles. And he will take these pagan nations and he will surround Jerusalem and Israel. And God will gather everybody there to judge them. But there is something. He that sits in the heavens shall laugh, and the Lord shall have them in derision. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet I've seen set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree of the Lord. Has said to me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. The Lord God has a son. It says right there in Psalm 2. Verse 11, it says, let's go to verse 10. Be wise now, therefore, O you kings, be instructed, you judges of the earth. In other words, wake up. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are they that put their trust in him. Kiss the Son today. Receive him. Serve him. Walk in his way. Receive his forgiveness and his redemption and his Spirit. On this Atonement Day, around the world, Christians are suffering in various forms for their faith. But before we go on, let me tell you that Trump has his lawyers, the White House had sent a letter to Pelosi, Elliot, Engel, Schiff, Cummings, the American people, Congress, and it goes as follows. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I write on behalf of President Donald J. Trump in response to your numerous legally unsupported demands made as part of what I've used labeled contrary to the Constitution, as you labeled contrary to the Constitution of the United States and all past bipartisan precedent as an impeachment inquiry. As you know, you have designed and implemented your inquiry in a manner that violates fundamental fairness and constitutionally mandated due process. You have denied the president the right to cross-examine witnesses and a lot more. In other words, he's putting them on notice, as did Jay Sekulow, the ACLJ, and their legal team have put the House and everybody on notice. not too long ago. I think it was this week they were discussing the president's administration and his decision to block the testimony of the U.S. ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, before the House Intelligence Committee. The reason being, this is a charade taking place at the House of Representatives. There's no due process, and there's a history of that. Let's not forget where this started. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation in the whole Russian collusion myth. There was no collusion. Mueller found no evidence of collusion. Well, to put it a long story short, the whole thing is made up. Now, of course, there are lots in Hollywood and the liberal media and the liberal Democrats who believe that there is some, but they are violating the constitutional totally in how they're handling this. Not to mention the fact Adam Schiff got up there and made a mockery of the statement when he tried to repeat what Trump said and didn't even get it right by mocking him. This is a kangaroo court. And I can tell you that the churches need to stand up, the patriots need to stand up, and those people, because I tell you why. You may not care about President Trump, but he represents a lot more than that. Due process. If they can do this to Trump, they can do it to anybody. They've been hounding this man before he ever got elected. They have been accusing him, and Hillary, who is possessed, half crazy herself, it seems at times, would love nothing better to see him locked up, killed, or murdered. We have had people threatening, hanging bloody heads from their hands, you know, hanging on to it. And the Trump head, everybody remembers the bloody Trump head. You have actor De Niro, who said, "I'm going to kick his butt. I want to hit him," in so many words. De Niro has to have platform shoes. This guy ain't big enough to do anything. He has a big mouth. And there's a few others that come out and shoot off their mouth. Jim Carrey and a lot of other actors who have no shame whatsoever when they attack the president. And the sham has gone on long enough. But see, a lot more is at stake. And you churches who are asleep, you pastors who are asleep, it's time for you to wake up, because there's a lot more at stake. Right now, I'm here to tell you that in America, we have some of the biggest organizations, humanitarian and everything else, that are trying to help persecuted Christians around the world. And if this nation falls because of our incompetence, our sin, and our failure to stand up, then we're in trouble, because we can't help those who are indeed in need of our help. President Trump was the first one to stand up and chair a whole meeting on the persecution issue and what's going on around the world with persecution. He's appointed special people to watch over this and to monitor. There's a lot of things that this guy has done, and he stood up for Israel. This is a guy that has stood up not only for Israel, but for the Christians in this country. And he stood up for the persecuted Christians around the world. And it's time for someone to support this guy. And there are a lot of people that support him. But see, it goes a lot deeper, because this guy has stood up for the persecuted church. He stood up for Christians. This whole nation, this whole world is in turmoil right now, and God is shaking everything, and God wants to know whether or not the Christians in here have enough backbone to stand up for what is true. Now, North Korea. We've been covering this for many, many years. We've had a number of people come forward, people that had made it across the border, how bad it was over there. In the last 20 years, we've had glimpses into their camps. We've had people that experienced it firsthand. But so far, Trump has been the only one to actually walk across with Kim Jong-un across the border. There's been no other president in history that walked across the North Korean border with Kim Jong-un. But he did it. He dared to talk with him. And even if everybody said, well, it's not going to do any good, this guy's a creep, he's a murderer, and he has. He's done wicked things. But if we have a chance to reach this guy, if we have a chance to reach across the aisle and try to get him to stop persecuting his people. But even if he was to do that, you would have to re-educate the North Koreans themselves, because they've never known anything else, including those who have Christian faith. But there are efforts and have been ongoing efforts. We can't tell you any details because they're not releasing them in order to protect those parties who are sending stuff across the border, Bibles. They do have a way to get Bibles into people who are wanting them now. There's been information coming up from over there that there is indeed a fire being lit over there for the Lord. In China, China is so afraid of the gospel that they actually closed down Wang Yi's church, as I mentioned previously. But this is being extended to a lot of other churches. And of course, in these last days, and we've talked about it, anybody that knows prophecy knows there's going to be a harlot church and there's going to be the true church. You can't be of the world. We're in the world, we're not of the world. We have been called to walk in his light, not to buddy up to the devil. And when you have the laws of a nation state, the laws of Christ come first, even in America. And in America, you are fighting the difference between the leftists, who totally want to remove everything that this nation has, which is the Constitution and everything else. I've been declaring judgment on this nation for years and years and years. For over 20 years, and even before that. The first time I told Tower what was coming to America, I told her back in 73. Thereabouts, in the early part of our marriage. That America as we know it would cease to exist. And I pray, Lord, in your judgment, remember mercy, because we are full of hedonism, immorality, and godlessness. And there are generations of children that have been raised in filth as far as morality. America does not know right from wrong. The churches seem numb to it. But yet there's a little trickling in of light, even in this country. A resurgence, people starting to stand up. And I was talking to another person the other day. And he said that he believed this younger generation will reject all this stuff that this immoral generation of leaders are trying to feed it regarding everything immoral, fornicating, and godless that funnels through our school system. Now, you see, another place where we're watching is Erdogan's Turkey, because he's trying to build a caliphate while Iran's trying to build it for the Mahdi to come. Neither one of them are friends of the world. They're enemies. Both of them are working to bring in a global Islamic rule, period. For more than 20 years, Pastor Brunson had been preaching and teaching his church over there, because they had a rule over there that the leaders of the church couldn't be anybody from Turkey, couldn't be Turkish. And they've even changed that now. So now they've actually stopped a lot of the teachers, the American teachers, preachers, pastors, rather. See, Brunson was in prison. He got released. He served 2 years. He says, we were in missions in Turkey for 25 years. And he says, I think now's the time to help the next generation to go. He says, I have an urgency for my own country. Since I've come to the States, it really hit me how quickly things are accelerating. The hostility towards Christians. We have kids who are 18, 21, and 23. I'm very concerned about them, he says. Will they be able to stand unapologetically for Jesus Christ in a difficult environment? I think many of them are not ready for that. He says of his children, I'm thinking about their spiritual survival. Are they ready to stand for Jesus Christ and be loyal to him? He goes on to say in Ephesians 6, the Apostle Paul encouraged believers to stand firm in their faith despite opposition. He says, there are things we can do that change our perspective and make us willing to stand for the Lord. The main one is intimacy with God. If I love somebody, then I'm more willing to suffer for them, to undergo hardship for them. That is truly walking in the light, 1 John 1. Live for the day, says, when you stand for Christ. He goes on to say, I'm an expert on fear because I was very afraid during the things I went through. This was in Turkey. We covered it. Every time there was something on Pastor Brunson, we prayed for him. We talked. We did our bit, as little as it was. And we were so glad to see him back. If they opened the prison doors during my first year, I would have run out. When Brunson surrendered his fear, he found obedience. He said, it took me about a year to get to the point where I said, okay, I'm willing to stay here. Even if I have the option to leave, I'm willing to stay if this is the assignment you have for me, God. But he was released. This guy comes back from the prisons in Turkey. 25 years in Turkey with no problem. He said, they used to treat us fine. It changed overnight. That's because of Erdogan. That's because of prophecy. That's because of the end of days. These people are not our friends in Turkey and around the world. And if America falls, you think they're going to help you? Remember 9/11? Even the money we were sending into Gaza at the time, they were rejoicing that we got hit. Israel was mourning, but the Muslims are rejoicing. See, this is the difference. Turkey. Now Erdogan's going to go into Syria, which he's been wanting to do for a long time. This is not news. This is old news. But the news that has finally been made ready for him. And, of course, the word that hit yesterday, everybody was upset that all the troops are being pulled out of Syria. Well, for one thing, and it is true, we cannot police the world. It's always our money, our troops, and our guys who are losing their lives to save everybody else. We protect other borders, yet we wouldn't even protect our own borders. President Trump is the first one to get the job done with no help and no thanks to Congress. Matter of fact, the border crossers have actually dropped dramatically since he's done this. See, some of these leftists are so lefty nuts. One of the four liberal women suggested that we need an America without prisons. Oh, that's a good idea. There's a lot of people that need to stay there. Trump's already been working on getting the ones released that shouldn't be there. He's the one that's actually working on the issue. And there are blacks that stood up and said so, along with others who were released and stood up and said so. But all these people can do in the House is shoot off their mouth, get on social media and tell you how bad America is and try to take it to a third world country where there is no prisons. Well, even in the third world countries, there's prisons. This girl needs to go back to kindergarten, get educated. See, there's a lot of issues that are threatening America, but there's a lot of issues threatening the brethren overseas. This is the shaking of nations. Let's look at another one, Egypt. The Muslim Brotherhood took it over. Yeah. That was something. Because the minute they did, they started persecuting Christians and churches. It got pretty bad. Got so bad, in fact, that they had a coup d'etat over there and got rid of the Muslim Brotherhood because of all the persecution and chaos that was going on. General Sisi, as his name was, threw the dude in jail. But even to this day, persecution remains in spite of the military rule. But it was worse under the Muslim Brotherhood. This is the same Muslim Brotherhood, except the American version, that was welcomed in the Obama White House. The same. You know, one of the tragedies about that is one of their targets are young Christian women. Typical thing is to kidnap them, rape them, and force them to marry them and to become a Muslim. Otherwise, they'll kill their family. And a lot of these young women, there's a number of them that do. Just that, to protect their family. Christian fathers and mothers try to go to the authorities for help and nothing helps. And we've seen this same thing even in Pakistan and others. Pakistan, Asiya Bibi got delivered from there. She was on death row for blasphemy, something she never did, and they released her. And so far, this government, there's judges there that have tried to make a difference and make things fair because a lot of the Muslims were using this blasphemy law as a way to get rid of Christians. In India, we've been there, we talked about that a little bit, but they do the same thing over there. A lot of the Christian families, the women are threatened as well. The thing that they do over there, they will kick them out of the village unless they become Hindus and go back to being Hindu rather. And a lot of the targets in all these are former Muslims who become Christians, former Hindus who became a Christian. God is calling a lot of them out, people that really want to know who the true and living God is, and they get saved. And so they'll kick them out of the village if they don't do that, and they will lose their home. There will be no employment, and they won't sell them food. Well, luckily for a lot of them, they know where help is from Christian churches in the more friendly areas of India. So that's where they go. Some of them. You see, around the world, we see this. Another bad area is Nigeria. Jonathan Goodluck Johnson used to be the president over there. He was a Christian. He couldn't stop Boko Haram. ISIS wasn't a problem with him, although Boko Haram had declared allegiance to ISIS. So he was replaced by Buhari, who's a Muslim, and a Fulani. And it seems as soon as he really got elected, the Fulani started moving and their herdsmen, and they started attacking Christian farmers who had land and they wanted the land. So they would drive them off, kill them, rape them, whatever it took. Nothing's ever been done in this day. Hundreds and hundreds of Nigerians have been murdered by the Fulani. Nobody does anything. And during the re-election of Buhari, the Fulani were quiet in order to get their buddy elected again. But Buhari says he's going to take care of it and stop it. But again, we've been hearing that from years from all these governments. They all say we're going to do something, but nobody ever does. But Trump has been putting pressure on him, the United States, more than ever before. That's what he's been doing. And yet you have Hollywood and a lot of others who all they can do is bitch and moan and gripe and complain, threaten, and do things Hollywoodish, like make movies. Netflix is bad about this. They got a series coming up. They all do this. Use what they have, movies. You know how many movies I watch from these modern-day nutcases? Zilch. I can't even remember the last movie I actually went to. And if I find some of these actors in the movie, there's no way I'll watch them again because of what they're doing, if they're really acting like a jerk-off. If you want to watch a movie, support PureFlix or some of these others that have good, godly content. Now there are programs on there that don't get political, and their actors don't spend the time. I mean, even Ellen DeGeneres got in trouble the other day, but from her all those liberals that like her, because she was seen at a ball game with Bush. Well, they're buddies. They've been friends a long time. She says, I'm friends with a lot of people that don't share my views. She says, remember, that's what America's all about. Now, I don't agree with Ellen on much, but I do agree with her on that. You see, if America falls, as Reagan said, there's no other place to go. And see, the bottom line of it is that the liberals want to open up the gates to our nation and flood it. Even here in our state, we have a bad problem. Because Obama packed some of our cities and stuff with the help of the biggest liberal churches. With immigrants. And I can guarantee you, under Obama, we were covering at the time, very few Christians got through the door. They were Muslim. I have no problem with people coming across, but see, there was a place you had to go through. There were things you had to do. And that's all there is to it. And if this nation falls, great organizations like Samaritan's Purse isn't going to be able to help as many places as they're doing. They even get help from the military to move all the food they have. They've got a tremendous budget. And it's not just them. It's the Samaritan's Purse. There's also the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. There's a lot of outreach ministries. There's all kinds of things going on. And I have no connection to them. So they're not paying me to tell you this. But they're not the only one. There's a lot of other organizations, including in the UK and elsewhere. There's organizations that help humanitarian in the Netherlands and a lot of other places. What happens when all of these used to be Christianized Western nations become overrun with Muslim influence and they end up in chaos because of so many? Now, see, Erdogan threatened to overrun Europe with more refugees. He does that to threaten them. He's a bully. But see, your church is not going to have any help anywhere. Right now, there are people from major organizations that are directly out of the United States around the world today helping out where they can help out. So we have a lot of things that are going on. Russia. Now, Russia was closed when I was in Bible school. Learning to become a preacher. Learning to study. Participating in the Koinonia groups. I had my family and my kids there. Good grief. Russia was a closed country then, but you could go over as a teacher and any number of things. Matter of fact, I knew a couple, Howard and I both did, and they graduated. They went to Russia. They learned the Russian language. But see, then there came a time that Russia opened up and they, you know, openness, Glasnost, Gorbachev, Reagan, it became open. And this failed, but they had openness. They had various other organizations who were able to be more open. With Putin, it all closed down because he passed a law that nobody, Muslim, Christian, nobody. Because, see, there is one church, the Russian Orthodox Church, and that's it. Anybody else, you're in trouble now. They had persecution many, many years ago in Russia. If you were a Christian and didn't belong to the Russian Orthodox Church, you were in trouble and you had to flee. I knew of a couple that had left. The dad took his family and went to Siberia. And they lived there alone. Nobody knew they existed. Mom and dad died, and one daughter left, was the only one left. And when I last seen her, she was doing a YouTube series, or it came out because they finally discovered her. And the people that discovered her put her up on YouTube. I don't know if she's alive yet or not, but that's been a long time ago. But see, her dad left because of the persecution that was going on then. So even Russia today is having that. Now, Franklin Graham was able to get in there and talk with them and try to help the church there. I don't know how far he got, but Russia's a tough nut to crack. One organization I want to remind you is China Aid, Bob Fu. He gives us a lot of details. He's just one of others, but almost everybody knows Bob Fu and China Aid. Uganda has been rising up in persecution lately. And now with this problem with Erdogan going into Syria, there's a lot of worry that there's going to be another genocide. The Kurds that are there, the ones who helped America defeat ISIS, feel abandoned, and I don't blame them. I covered the Kurds and a lot of these by using firsthand testimony of everybody, and that's actually determined why we're doing what we're doing today. We target smartphones with shorter broadcasts and things like that around the world because everybody has a smartphone. Not everybody has a PC. And we got a lot of the information from people on the ground that did short clips, short texts, short videos, because the journalists that went in there got killed. So we decided that we would work in that avenue, and that's what we do. So while we have a website for you to come and listen, our target are smartphones and smaller devices for them to hear the word, to get it out around the world. And we have friends from around the world. Our website's in over 21 years. We've had just about everybody from every nation you could think of. But at any rate, there are a lot of things that are important today. And it's important for you to understand. That we need morals in this country. Now, I seen something the other day, and some guy was commenting, it was on Instagram. Our Instagram account is there, and we have, it's kind of a lighter account. We don't deal with a lot of the heavier issues, I think, but in the same token, we do deal with stuff. And this guy made a comment, and I don't comment much. I've made two comments on various things over the years on Instagram because it doesn't do any good. I mean, you have so many activists, and they live on these sites, and they inundate them with every kind of lousy comment you could think of, usually, especially on the more popular platforms. And their targets are the high-profile ones. But at any rate, you know, he made a statement. So then you think, and he wasn't talking to me. I mean, he put it under my comment, but I wouldn't say anything about it. So I don't know who he was talking to. Well, he did. He did list the guy's name. I'm not going to tell you it. But so then you think all Democrats, you know, are not moral or not Christian, you know, et cetera. He went on. That's not the issue. I don't give one tinker's you-know-what for Democrats or Republicans to handle. I don't care about greenies. I don't care about independents and all their names. I don't give one hang about it. I don't care about politics. That's not the issue. It's not about race. It's not about color. It's not about sex. It's about morality. It's about the Lord. It's about this nation founded upon the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and that in the beginning there was Christians, and that there was those on the beach when they first came across that made a personal covenant with the Lord, and he honored it. And this nation was blessed because of the Lord. And we've had massive Christian revivals. We've sent out more Christian missionaries virtually any nation. We have become so big and grand in, you know, years past that we virtually helped rebuild a lot of areas in Europe and everything else. Our missionaries went out. Our humanitarian stuff went out. We gave billions and billions of aid to nations, even those who hated us. And to think a bunch of wet-nosed newbies come in here as Democrats and start shooting off their mouth thinking that they're going to bring in. And they very well could. As I've said before, it's kind of hard to stand up for a nation when it's so full of hedonistic behavior and immorality and fornication. And you could make the case, well, yeah, we're not the worst nation on earth. Well, that doesn't matter. The thing of it is, we knew the Lord. We had massive revivals. We have churches everywhere. But in the beginning of this country, our kids in schools read the Bible to learn how to read. Now you endanger yourself just taking the Bible to school and trying to tell people about Jesus. We are godless in many areas, and we are raising our children twofold more the child of hell than we ourselves are. And we have allowed liberals and activists to get in there and turn these children and make them think that which is evil is good and that which is good is evil. And unless you wake up and unless you stand up for this nation, you're not going to want to live in this country and you're not going to have anywhere to go. And when this nation falls and all hell breaks loose, not one nation is going to come to rescue you. I guarantee you that. The only one will be your rescue is the Lord. There's nowhere to run to the north. Canada can't take care of y'all. And if you go down through Mexico, that's a killing zone. And into Nicaragua and all the other nations down there, that's nothing but a killing zone. Very dangerous. We've got to solve the problems, but with us being in the end of days, it's hard to solve every problem on the nation, the nations of Earth. It's not America's job. You can't expect the UN. They're filled with a bunch of radical Islamists. And they want Islam to rule the world. So on this special edition, Advocacy on Atonement Day, pray for the salvation of your loved ones. Pray that in God's judgment on America, He will remember mercy and give us more time. Pray for the generations of young children that have been led astray. Pray for the persecuted church, especially those who are in bonds, as though yourself were there with them. Pray for Israel. She's got a lot of enemies. I have respect for their celebrations. I've taught on them for many years. And on this Atonement Day, it is a mandated fast day. But on this day, I pray God's blessing on you, the listener, that you will come to the full knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and His Father, that you will know His Spirit and His Word, and be able to share what God has done for you. For they overcame, Revelation 12:11, by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. There is no doubt when we talk about what's happening in the world that these are perilous times that Paul warned us about. And in Revelation 22, verse 11, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that which is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly. My reward is with me to give to every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers, whoremongers, murderers, idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of this book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, out of the holy city, and from the things which are written therein. Amen. Father, bless your word. I send it out across the phone lines, the internet connection, to the uttermost part of the earth. Let it not return void, which you have promised. In Jesus' name, let it accomplish your will. Don't forget our websites, warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. You can also find us not only on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr. Those are the main three, LinkedIn. But we have some stuff on MeWe, which is, I've used it more of a private little thing with a few individuals. But we do, I do have three different groups over there now. They're not large, it's just all beginning, but something I'm starting. It's very secure. That's one of the reasons I'm there. The other thing, we are on USA.life, and we have a group over there too. And that's going rather well, full of patriots, Christians, and others who love America and believe in freedom and the ability to write what you want to write and speak what you want to speak. So USA.life, I recommend you check it out. Follow us over there. There's a lot of things going on. Of course, our Instagram page, we have a lot of doctors we're following. These doctors are not, we're not following them because they're all Christians. We're following them because they are, have made tremendous discoveries in what they do. And every one of them have proven that diseases we once thought were impossible to cure now can be cured through your gut biome and eating the proper foods. That's including Parkinson's, cancer, Alzheimer's, multiple sclerosis, and many others. We also have a lot of other leaders that are in the news we follow. So check it out, Instagram. And for Tower, who is busy right now, and for the persecuted church, and for Israel itself, I thank you for listening. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem and the salvation of Israel. Pray that we'll continue to support Israel. She's going to need our help. Shalom, everybody. Shalom, and have a good one.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warren Radio.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.